Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019. Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Oh, Matthew.
How it is?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Freaking fantastic.
Awesome.
Albeit cold as blank outside.
Yeah, a little chilly out.
In fact, I'll tell you, today's going to be a mix of sun and clouds. Nice they can get together and hang out.
Yeah, they're friends.
Sun and clouds mixed. High of 52. Right now, clear and 33 in Greer. A little nipply out.
Yeah, it is.
A little nip.
A little frost on your vehicle this morning.
Yes. But it's okay.
Yeah.
That's why God made sweaters. And are you wearing pants, fat boy?
Yeah, much to my chagrin.
Oh, no.
I ran out of shorts.
You know what? If anybody in the room gave a damn about Christmas presents, I would buy you a pair of them pants. I think they're made for hiking.
Yeah, a lot of outdoorsmen wear those, right?
Where they zip off right there at the knees into shorts in case you get too hot.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, so you could wear them in, but then when you get here, you can become all casual.
Yeah.
So if I want my gangsta lean, I could just unzip one leg?
Nice.
Keep the other
sure.
one on.
Or if you want to have busted out jean knees, you could just unzip them halfway and just walk around and let them air out a little bit.
You mean they sell jeans that don't have holes in them already?
I believe so. Yeah.
You know, back in the 90s, we wore overalls with just one hook.
Back in the early 90s, I was heckled and bullied because my crotch was blowed out of my blue jeans. But now, look at you.
Bully.
Buying them with the knees blowed out, the butt blowed out. Oh, it's got patches on there already. Feel? When you go to Ingles, get some of them denim patches. Matthew blew his crotch. I'd have patches. I'd have crotch patches.
Yep.
Right there, like an equestrian rider would have the jackets with the patches on the elbows?
Yeah.
I'd have those in my crotch.
Yeah, you would. I've seen it.
Yes, you have. You've been to the museum.
Yeah.
Mary has a small museum in my old bedroom.
Yep.
Then it's his pants. Framed and matted. Acid free. But anyway.
Nice.
Anyway. You know what's really, really, really crazy is that, first of all, today Jimmy Jack Jackie will find what his punishment's going to be.
Yeah.
He'll find out what the punishment is going to be. And I wish we had thought of this a month ago. But either way, it's going to be punishment. But I like to think of this one as punishment.
Punishment?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Punishment. Yes. We need the alliteration, so this will be the debut of Foreskin Punishment.
No,
yes.
I don't like the way that's. Yes. I don't like the way this
Instead
sounds.
Pigskin punishment is foreskin punishment.
No, it ain't.
You still have it? No. Oh, well, never mind. We'll save that for Fat Boy then.
Yeah, we're going to do that to him.
When he loses. We'll announce that today. Nine's pigskin punishment. Just joking about the foreskin thing. It's no longer there. Mine, though, is available to see in my old bedroom where there's a small museum again set up. $3 fee goes to the church.
Yep.
Is it hanging from the thing that turns the ceiling fan on?
I thought it was one of those thimble things that secretaries use to turn pages.
You know, they're looking something out.
So, listen, nobody has to say an absolute word how they feel politically about anything. But I think that if we just ignore certain things going on around us and not just, you know, we put our spin on it or whatever. It's not like, don't do this, don't do that, but just observing what's going on around us.
Yeah.
As far as anybody who just watches TV other than the news would know, there's only two people running for president.
Yeah.
According to television, sans the news.
Yeah.
That's Donald.
Yeah.
President Trump.
And another man in his 70s.
Tom Steyer.
Yeah. He might not be in his 70s. I don't know how old
Rainbow
he is.
Belt. That's what I call him.
Both billionaires.
That's the thing.
Sure, on the news, there's way too many people running for president.
Well, the news, yeah. According to the news, there's like one for every state.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the commercials and all the stuff, it's just the two.
Yeah.
And Tom Steyer, who is a billionaire, but kind of bullies Trump for being one, or alleging to be one, or whatever it is, this dude is spending millions of dollars, not even to like say what he's going to do. He's just doing it to like bully Trump.
Yeah.
Like he's just like, you're a liar and you're a fraud and you're a bad businessman. Like that's all it is. Like he's just doing, like it's almost like you sit there, even if you hate Trump, you almost at the end of it, like, all right, Tom Steyer, why are you being a dickhead? What are you going to do?
Because he's been heavily invested in coal mines.
You're trying to swerve us to the right.
I am not. That's what I'm saying. I'm sitting here saying, look, this guy is, he's spending all this money to not say what he gets. He shows pictures in the background of him shaking people's hands that are veterans, and then there's different ethnicity handshakes, and then there's the handshakes that he's doing at the rainbow flag rallies. But then at the end, he's like, but you're a liar and you're a fraud. Vote for me. You suck. I don't know what I'm going to do, but you suck. Vote for me.
Yeah.
And that's all the whole thing. And I've seen a bunch of the commercials because I watched Judge Judy.
I mean, the commercials are on a lot. They're on all the time.
He spends a lot of money as I scroll through.
I know. Like, that's all it is. And then, you know, he's just – so the thing that – here's the thing. I forget what his last name is because all he puts up on the screen and on the ads that I see online is just – Tom 2020. So I had to Google what his last name was because I forgot.
He's Tom Steyer.
You know what he did yesterday?
What did he do yesterday?
So what's Trump's slogan?
Yeah.
Or what was it?
MAGA?
MAGA.
MAGA.
When he stole from Reagan.
And then he, and then the new one for 2020 is Keep America Great. Yeah. What did Tom Steyer do? He went yesterday or day before and bought keepamericagreat.com and turns it into a website to when you go to it, it says Trump is a fraud and a failure. And at the bottom, you can buy a bumper sticker that says Trump is a fraud and a failure for $1. First of all, how'd that happen?
I don't know how you do it so
fast. Put the Twitter down, Donald, and pick up the GoDaddy.
Yeah, you gotta get your domains. Man, Tom Steyer's wife is a lady named Kat Taylor. She's muscular and tattooed.
Wow.
She has like tribal tats and stuff.
Armband.
Yeah, she does.
Well, who doesn't?
She has tribal tats, man.
If you don't have one, you're not getting my vote.
Good muscles.
Is it barbed wire or tribal? Verify
that. Tribal.
But so, like, he's just trolling.
She got a tribal son on the other arm.
He's just trolling Trump. He's just like, oh, really? Well, I'm gonna buy your campaign's website. How he got it, I don't know, but he bought that and then reversed it to, you know, call him a. First of all, he'll also sell you a bumper sticker so you can call him a liar and a fraud.
Yeah, I'd love to get my car keyed around here.
Don't you think other Republicans should be mad too that they can't even run against Trump in this state?
What do you mean?
It's a closed primary.
No, it is. Yeah.
I mean, I like it's. I don't know. To me, at this point, it's like when you get down to 250 miles left in your tank and you stop and get gas. It's like at this point, let's just all. It's like going and buying Christmas in August. It's like, all right, it's next year. Let's all just simmer down a little bit and let's just watch the show. Everybody's crazy about it. And it's nuts. And then on the other side, everybody's like, I don't even know why all these other people are. I don't know why I'm waving my hands now like I'm a
newscaster. You really are.
All these other people are like, I don't even know why Bloomberg and all the other people are bothering. It's easily Biden's job to win.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you have to try to, in the span of a year, separate yourself from 20 people and get the same notoriety as a guy who's been well known all over the world for 40 years.
Which one?
Trump.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he's been like famous for like 40 years
he's
now.
Had
so
board
you gotta...
games and stakes and ties and universities.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Steyer went in Home Alone too, lost in New York.
No, he wasn't. Or he's not in the WWE Hall of Fame.
No, he never threw the worst wrestling punches in history to beat up Vince McMahon that time at Mania.
That was a sickle. That was a Russian sickle.
But when he got him down, he was punching him, man. It looked like Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Like he was playing it with his hands.
Have you seen Cain Velasquez throw punches in WWE?
Yeah. They don't have Steyer stakes.
No.
But
Joe Steyer wine.
Page probably sitting there saying, well, what does Joe Biden say about all this? This is an unaltered.
Joe has a hard enough time.
Listen to this. This is an unaltered video of Joe Biden speaking, I believe, over this past weekend. Listen to this.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what.
As a kid.
It's not, right? It's not altered or taken out of context or anything.
He's out of his mind.
What in the world?
What vote is he trying to get with that one?
It's like he's trying to confess to something and he can't quite do it.
This was late November, okay?
Yeah.
There's a kid beside him wearing goggles on his head.
What?
Yes.
They're late November, where in Iowa?
I don't know where they're at. What's he doing?
Bless.
Wearing goggles.
He's trying to tell people he's just like you. He's got hair legs and he likes
kids. Yeah, but
on
I don't
lap.
Like. First of all, I don't know what exactly he was talking about, but he sounds like he's intoxicated.
He's just out of it.
Right? Like, that's the thing.
He's so not stupid. A young man.
We look at the president as like, well, he's got to be an elder. He's got to be a guy who's wise and he's lived it and all this stuff. But at the same time, think about, like, how old is Trump?
73?
Yeah, somewhere
and
like
Biden's
that.
And Biden's
what? He's got to be at least that old, right?
Okay.
Biden's old. 77.
So, okay, 77.
Yeah,
let's say 73. Let's go median, so we'll be right in the middle at 75.
Okay.
How many 75-year-old men, and God bless, there's a bunch of you out there, but the majority, how many of them would you elect to run a company? Nevertheless, a country.
Mm-mm.
None.
75?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can see it. Like, look, I mean, it's not a comparison to make, but like football coaches tend to go downhill after they hit 65.
Okay.
And then you got to think that being president's a lot more stressful than that.
Yeah. As far as no prospects, man.
That is, I mean, it's just, it's wild. And I'm not swaying anybody, saying anything. I'm just telling you, I'm just observing. Tom Steyer is 62. Still too old.
He's too old. I feel great.
He's 1.6 billionaire. Right, if you're a billionaire, let's say like Bezos at one point was like 990, yeah. I think, almost a trillionaire. But then you got maybe like Kylie Jenner or Kendall, whichever one is a one billionaire.
Yeah,
wouldn't you want people to say I'm Jeff Bezos, 990 billionaire, instead of just I'm a one billionaire?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm a one billionaire.
It's way different.
But yeah. I think when you have the B word, I mean, it, you know, it speaks for itself.
Yeah,
right?
I remember when M used to mean something.
You know that currently George W. Bush is a couple weeks younger than Trump, which means he's like what about 5 years younger than Biden and Bernie Sanders. Yeah, I mean, he's 73 right now, and he was president almost 20 years ago when he was elected.
Well, that's the thing with Bernie. Oh, everybody just pushes him off like, oh, his hair's all crazy, and he was awful on a Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He's great on Curb. He's got that crooked finger.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't even know
that.
Got
the finger. It doesn't work. Yeah. It goes to the left.
It's wild to me, the whole thing. It's that's why I wait till the day before to decide who I'm voting for.
Bill Clinton, like, what happened to us? Like, we want old guys now, because Bill Clinton, he's also 73. Yeah, he was elected in 1992, and he's the same age as the current president and 5 years younger than most of the dudes running against him.
But maybe you're thinking you're getting experience, but you're really not, because you're only as good as your last job, and look at these people.
I don't even know what Tom Steyer ever did for a job. I don't even know. Like, I've never heard of the guy. And at least with Trump, you knew him from Apprentice and wrestling.
Yeah.
And
Steyer's a hedge fund guy.
Yeah. I mean, like, the board game, the art of the deal, the whole deal. I mean, everybody was aware of Trump. But this Tom Steyer just pops right in to the everyday conversation. It's like, oh, Tom Steyer. Bloomberg, I'm aware of. Kamala might be related to it.
Bloomberg, also 77.
Just outspending people.
Just bought the name recognition, just like that.
Nobody else got money.
Yeah.
I like that.
Tom Steyer's middle name is Farr. F-A-H-R. Farr.
Fart Steyer. I'm going to buy that. I'm going to buy Fart Duck.
What is that, your mother's maiden name? I used to have a word for you. I can't say it anymore.
Your rainbow belt.
I guess Reagan was about 70 when he was elected. You know, we're kind of just back to that kind of.
I mean,
right? I guess 60 when he was elected.
60, I think, should be 60 years old.
Yeah.
Around that time.
I guess Obama was the youngest, right?
Yeah.
No, he would have been about 70 when he was elected, yeah.
How old was JFK?
Well, yeah, he was young, too.
Yeah, he was young. Like Clinton and JFK were two of the younger ones.
Yeah. Late 40s, is that right? I forget how old I am, and you got to have my brains blown off in Texas.
Oh, man. So anyway, that's what we're going to do for Nine's punishment. He's got to drive around with the Trump is a fraud and a liar bumper sticker.
No, man, no.
You have to go to Epicenter.
Just go ahead and shoot me here.
You have to go to Epicenter fast with that bumper sticker.
You imagine walking.
You got to park by the front door.
You're walking up the rally and you got the guy that punches people.
Your car would look like the NCAA tournament after the champions, after they burn the couch.
Everybody's punching you, trolley horses.
What's going on out here? LA riots? No, Nine parked by the front door.
Oh, goodness.
Everybody sick him. Sick him now.
No, we will not do that. Because we can't get a receipt for the $1 to turn it in. So that's why we will not do that bit. And also, I fear for your safety.
I was just looking at the 1980 election because we were talking about all these presidents. I didn't realize that Carter got his ass kicked so bad.
He's in the hospital for UTI.
Oh, yeah. He got dominated. He got 49 electoral votes that year. He got destroyed in every state except Georgia and Minnesota.
Who was the other billionaire? Ross Perot. God, man.
He
was fun to watch.
Can I finish? He died, too.
Aww.
He's dead?
Yeah, he died this year.
Yeah.
I was going to write him in.
Well, they violate Jimmy Carter's HIPAA every time he goes in the hospital.
Yeah, they do. He's telling what's wrong with him, how he's doing.
He got a UTI. It's on the news.
No kidding. Hey, do you sign off on that when you become president?
I don't want everybody knowing that now. My pee-pee's my business.
The holidays are upon us, as you well know, as we're only 22 days, 3 weeks from tomorrow's Christmas. We've got a whole situation today with truth and consequences where, you know, we grow as people, and sometimes the rules of the house change when you start your own house. So somebody is going to tell someone in their family today, not us, but one of you listening, a P1 is going to tell someone in their family that, well, if you want it that way, then this isn't going to happen.
Yeah, I want it that way.
I want it that way. Tell me why.
Wait, I ain't doing no more of that.
Don't do any more of that.
Not a fat boy ain't going to join in.
That was everybody's punishment.
He does a bit of heartache.
We'll announce Nine's punishment today. And then yesterday it was What the Flick Christmas Movie Edition. It was Nine versus Fat Boy. Today will be Me versus You, Paige.
I know.
For WWE Raw or TSO tickets. So... should be fun. 1-800-774-0093. The CarolinaVaporMill.com text line is 72341. At the Rise Guys on your social media. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, a psychic says two rock stars are making music together in heaven. I'll tell you who teamed up next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Rock stars in heaven.
Mm.
Are Striper dead? Is Striper dead?
No, they just were in Greenville a while back.
I would say that they're not just rock stars, they're pop stars too.
Is Mylon LeFebvre still alive?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
California kid.
I'll think about, you're thinking of someone else. I'll think about that. Jimmy, you think about it. Fat Boy?
I got pee.
We'll be back right after this. Morning, everybody.
Carolina's number one morning.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
At the end of Rise Guys Sports, just before
God, you
Nine.
Straight in your current smartphone.
What?
Paige.
I'll give you a bite. You know you want a taste.
And Fat Boy.
Then I'll drop the damn birthday cake.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, a British TV psychic named Derek Acara was asked a very specific question. Have two artists united in heaven?
Okay.
They're very famous, I would say, pop slash rock stars.
George Michael? Well, I don't know.
You're I mean, he's very famous.
You're on to something.
He is very famous. That's what I was thinking about. You're right.
All right, so you're on to something. George Michael and Michael Jackson have been...
He sang a song called I Want Your Sex, so I don't know if he would get into the pearly gates.
That's true. He might not make it.
He wants your... Ooh.
Maybe he found redemption before he went to heaven.
Well, you can want sex. Of course, my mama always said, that sounded like Forrest Gump.
My mama always said,
if you think about it in your mind, Matthew, you've already committed the sin. So I'm like, well, might as well.
So not only are they making music together, but this psychic added that they have access to any instrument or equipment they want. So he says that musicians who cross over often do meet up with each other so they can talk about their experience on Earth and enjoy continuing making music together in heaven. So,
oh, man, you know what would be fun to do right now is to guess on dead rock stars if they're in heaven or not. Wouldn't that be a fun little bit to do?
Yes.
John Lennon, for instance.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's in heaven? I think so.
Yeah, they let him in.
Kurt Cobain?
Of course. Yeah. They all are, apparently.
They all are?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's the toughie.
Okay, then I'm going to say Freddie Mercury.
Definitely heaven.
Is he the one that's making music?
Oh, no, I just said George Michael and Michael Jackson.
Oh, you really did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just guessing.
You guessed it.
I forgot you knew the answers.
Yeah. But, you know, that's
Buddy Holly
opinion.
Was Catholic, so he's still in purgatory, it says here.
Yeah.
Well. You know, it's a nice little thought if they're all together making music and they're happy and singing together like Prince and Chris Cornell are jamming and playing
guitar
together.
Why not ask them, instead of, hey, what songs are you playing? Hey, tell us how to cure cancer.
Yeah.
While you're up there. If you have all the answers, tell us.
Or prevent anything horrible that's going to happen. Can you tell us ahead of time?
Right. Yes.
I mean, that's what I would ask. Is there anything I need to know?
Who's going to win president?
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to win president?
Have you seen this game. Baby Yoda meme?
That's Have you seen the Baby Yoda meme? Is it Baby Gremlin or Baby Yoda? I can't tell. Ask St. Peter if he knows.
Oh, boy. All right. So if it weren't for an officer on foot, this man would have enjoyed his afternoon because the cops bust a guy who was naked in a Kohl's parking lot on Black Friday.
No.
Yeah, and this guy was having a good time. The cop was patrolling the parking lot at Kohl's in Knightdale, North Carolina on Friday, and he smelled a little bit of marijuana coming from a car. And when he looked inside the window, he saw a 28-year-old guy named Talik Little inside the vehicle, totally naked.
Oh. Well, inside the vehicle, yeah. People could look down and see it.
Of course, Talik tried to drive away, but the cops stopped him and arrested him for indecent exposure, resisting arrest, and marijuana possession. And it turned out that he also had an outstanding warrant, too.
That's usually the way.
Yeah.
On live PD, people be pulled over for just a simple moving violation. Well, you got warrants.
Yeah, you do.
In other states.
Yeah.
That's why I never leave the state.
You're wanted in 7 places.
Yeah.
So he was also served with an outstanding warrant for assault on a female. So he's currently waiting for bond.
That's the best part about Pineapple Express, where he's serving all these people and they're like cussing them up and down. You imagine doing that every day?
No.
It'd be awful.
You think there are gay people in heaven? Marvin Gaye is what I'm saying.
Oh.
You think he's there?
Not his dad.
No. No. Absolutely not.
So according to this, the man's lewd behavior was observed by the officer, and there is nothing reported by the patrons or passerby. So his motives were clearly unknown. We don't know why he was sitting in his car naked. Maybe he was changing.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been.
Maybe he picked up some great deals.
Yeah.
It was just switching over.
Got a new outfit to go out with.
Have you ever changed clothes in a car? My hand's raised.
Yeah, yeah.
Try it.
Yes?
Yeah, it's not the easiest thing. Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times there's no places to change at the beach. So you change on the way or once you're parked in the car.
You're just going down the road and say, you know what, I'm going to go to the beach.
Yeah.
All right.
Done that many times.
That's why I wear swimming trunks every day, Paige, and just in case.
Just in case you want to make a four-hour ride.
Right. Wait a minute. What's that? Oh, it's Lane Staley and Sam Cooke duetting.
Yes, it is. It sounds
beautiful.
Weird.
Oof. What's more weird is only those going to heaven can hear it.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay. You have a point there. It's the direct line.
I'll see you there with Elvis and Jim Morrison.
Karen Carpenter.
All right. Well,
I didn't like her music. That's what I was doing.
Oh, okay. Oh. I didn't like the Carpenters either. Mm-mm. It was like Air
too
Supply,
sweet,
but somehow
nice.
Worse.
Yeah, my boss is a carpenter.
Oh.
Yeah. Louis's a Jewish one.
So people are questioning whether Xfinity's E.T. commercial, is it wonderful and heartwarming and nostalgic, or is it a cynical cash grab? Because basically what it is, it's a four-minute ad where E.T. returns to Earth and interacts with Elliot. However, Elliot is a grown man, played by Henry Thomas, and he has kids. So...
How good is that theory?
Samuel.
Yeah. So there's no Reese's Pieces, but it is Reese's Pieces cupcakes that they use instead of, you know, the little trail.
Yeah.
So it's about, you know.
So is there a sequel?
Well, this is the bizarre thing. It has absolutely nothing to do with Xfinity, and they just toss up the slogan, Reconnect for the Holidays, and at the end, so you're watching the whole 4 minutes, and then you get it at the end. So okay. You're going to watch it for the nostalgia of going, oh, there's E.T., and these are younger kids from the older kid.
So evidently, Spielberg's real protective about the whole franchise. Like, he's rejected scripts left and right.
He should. Leave it alone.
But he lets, for money? For commercial?
Well, it's a commercial. It's different.
I don't get it. I mean, what are you doing? But they're saying that, like,
you think eventually Spielberg will sell out to Disney Plus?
Oh yeah,
he'll go to Lucas.
But they had a lot of problems with the doll. They said during the first one, it gets stuck a lot in his motion.
Really?
Yeah, like his eyes would get.
They should have used the little person that played Alf.
Yeah,
he was available. No one would even known.
Yeah,
is he still well? If he's available, that might work.
He's in heaven. It says here he's jamming out with Luther Vandross and Merle Haggard. Do you hear it?
That's
Do you
a
hear
group.
It?
Yeah,
super group.
If you can't hear it, you're not going to heaven.
Man, all the Spielberg stuff now is all under DreamWorks, right?
I think so.
Which is him and Jeffrey Katzenberg and David Geffen. That'd be an expensive ticket.
Be but very expensive.
Eventually it'll happen because Disney's going to keep getting bigger.
Yeah.
And DreamWorks is going to stay about the same size. Hmm. It's been a while since Shrek.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Eddie Murphy's now went the complete opposite way, so he can't come back.
Yeah, and Mike Myers is being forgotten about, which is tremendous.
But if they did Dirty Shrek, that would be awesome.
It would be great, man.
Like, if he was talking as Donkey, but it was Dolomite, that would be so awesome.
That would be so good.
It's an F-bomb. That
would be so good.
Hi, I'm Barry White. I'm jamming out with Louis Armstrong. They call him Louis.
You better bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
All right, well, Rise Guys Headline Style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
It's not like you said chic booty.
Chic boutique.
Okay, if you say so. I agree. Fat Boy, what is going on in the sports hole?
We got some news for you Auburn Bush people. You might not get to do that ever again.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's wintertime.
Oh, you Bush campers?
Yeah.
You're not going to have another home game left anyway.
That's true.
But for next season, you might not be forbidden to get in the Bush.
Would they get in trouble?
Yeah, the school got fined a lot of money.
Yeah, okay.
They did. Plus, you had to feel bad for the women who were wearing pants and, or excuse me, shorts and skirts because their legs just had to be just all cut up.
Mm-hmm.
I fell in some bushes one time.
Did you?
Yeah, off a porch.
Ooh. You face first, I heard.
No, I fell face first into the brick wall and then slid through the bushes.
Oh, okay.
Cal Hall's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Over off Meese Bridge Road if you want to go by and see.
Scratch off.
All right, we'll take a break. The Sports Hole with Fat Boy right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
I cannot wait to show you these couple videos I got.
You sound like a Santa Claus at the beginning when you...
I laugh like hell every Sunday I see these. First off, Auburn, you bush people. You bush campers. That's somebody in Fortnite who sucks.
Oh, they okay. Cheat.
Bush people?
Bush campers. They sit there high behind bushes. Cheat.
Yeah.
So,
not gonna do it.
People storm the field. They do it at Clemson, too, but it's easy to get in and out. Well, at Auburn, you got the bushes, and we saw the lady stuck in the bush.
Yeah.
Old toots.
She was trying to do the river row out.
Well, the SEC fined Auburn $250,000.
Ooh.
It's fourth violation of conference policy, prohibiting fans from accessing the field. I guess you could do it in the ACC.
That's a stout amount.
Yep.
It's reminiscent of baby Jessica being stuck in the well. A lot of people remember that. The lady in the bush.
This was adopted in
the bush.
2004.
In the bush. In the bush.
But I didn't see anybody try to stop her. I know it's a lot of people, but still there was no security like saying, hey, get back.
Yeah.
So they must have let him. I mean, it's the Iron Bowl. I know. But nobody tried to stop people from coming on the field.
Play for a trophy. Looks like Marty Lundy.
It should be like in wrestling when you storm the ring, they can beat the hell out of you.
Yeah.
If you storm the field, they can swing helmets.
Goodness.
That'd solve all that.
But it would solve all that.
But would you swing helmets at your own people, though?
No, I'd see what designation of color they were wearing.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a gang war. Let me see your colors.
What? It turns out Josh Shaw for the Arizona Cardinals, we told you, was suspended for betting on football. He pulled a Pete Rose, man. He bet against his own team.
Pete Rose didn't bet against his own team, did he?
He did.
Oh, okay. I thought he only bet on the Reds to win.
No, the Giamatti took at the task.
Bartholomew?
Yeah.
Paul's dad.
Well, I don't believe Giamatti more than I believe Pete Rose.
Giamatti was not to be trusted.
I don't believe neither one of them.
Chuck Hustle. Well, he was suspended for the rest of this year and the entire season next season for betting on a three-team parlay, which put a bet against the Cardinals in Week 10 games.
I read that book. It was called the O'Dowd Papers, and it was deposition of the Pete Rose. I bought the book and read it. I was like, there's no way. The guy who broke Ty Cobb's record of 4,191 hits cheated.
Mm-hmm. And didn't they get into the underage allegations in that book?
That was the Biden book, as told by his leg hair.
Oh, so he's done for a little bit. Let me show you this, man.
They should put Joe Biden's leg hair around Jordan hair. Call it Leg Hair Stadium. Go ahead.
So
it's enough political humor for the day.
My favorite mascot is the Colts mascot. He's so animated. So this is making the rounds on social media. Watch what happens when you miss a field goal with the Colts.
Come around, Jim.
On the way.
Come on, click it. Where you at? Oh, man.
He hit the triangle that means play.
Yeah, I know.
That means play.
All right, let me refresh it real quick. You got to see it.
He was hitting the upside down equal sign, which means pause.
I mashed it. All right, watch him. He's on the goalpost.
Yeah. he just collapses.
Now watch this.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He does this every week, and I think he's gotten in trouble before. So this is his other bit.
This is great for radio.
Watch when you kick a field goal. You got to Google Colts mascot. Watch him. Watch him.
My God. He starts humping the air.
He does it every week.
Goodness.
If you see any Colts games.
He's got a big belly. Or is that his horse tail coming through the... Yeah, it is. No. God bless.
They put him on TV. Bizarre. That's all he does is hump the air.
He's fun. He's a good mascot.
Oh, the team sucks now, but he's fun. Oh, man.
Can you gamble on him to hump air?
Yeah, prop bet. Hey, this might shock you. The Cowboys and the Bills from Thanksgiving Day, 32.5 million viewers. It's the most watched Thanksgiving Day game in 27 years.
Man. It's two good teams, which rarely happens.
Yeah, it's true.
But also,
one
all
good team in the Cowboys.
I'm kind of shocked because all the stores were open and packed. And I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be sexist and just say that was women leaving their husbands at home, but that's probably what it was.
Primarily, yeah.
I thought Thanksgiving was the day. You're not supposed to go out at night and shop at 6 p.m.
Oh, wait, it's okay to go to the movies? That was our theme till my daddy died. Nobody wanted to go anymore then.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we'll just put that one to rest. That was his thing. I want to go.
Yeah, I like going to a Christmas movie. Except to feel bad.
Well, I wanted
to
go with my dad, not you.
Well, yeah.
That's the whole man.
I don't want to go with anybody.
That's preferable.
Will you wear a Gamecock sweater and go with me?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, give me a Gamecock sweatshirt and I'm ready.
All right, will you smoke a cigarette?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Done. All right. We'll get into the thank you for the sports hole, Fat Boy. When we come back, truth and consequences. Speaking of the holidays and people's rules of the house and party rules and this and that, what if you imagine a Christmas where you couldn't really be yourself?
Yeah.
That's every Christmas, is it not? If you're close to your family?
It is, yeah.
You're never truly allowed to really be yourself.
Yeah.
But what if you finally stood up and said, well, if I can't be myself, guess what? Howdy. 5,000.
But what if there's somebody who's wanting to be themselves and then somebody else wants to be themselves?
Uh-oh.
And then themselves, they're not going to get along.
It's a lot.
They should put themselves on the shelves, Jimmy, to stay with the season theme. All right, it's Truth and Consequences. A family at odds. We'll tell you all about it. We'll talk to them right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Planet.
The show that's missing a few pages of the playbook.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.